As the HSE have confirmed to me that the centre is on course to be reopened at the end of March. It has been closed since the flooding, and what it provides on a weekly basis is a GP service that serves from the Neville GP practice, and it's a very important service to people in the Quigley's Point area and the surrounding community. And a number of them have been making representations to me in relation to ensuring that it will be reopened, and have been engaged with the HSE in regard to that. I'd like to thank the HSE for actually expediting the work and for getting it finished ahead of the end of April schedule. And they've indicated to me now that it should be open and running again by the end of March, which is good news for people in the Quigley's Point and surrounding area.
And this is welcome, as it is restoring the area to pre-flood state following the August floods, but there is still much work that needs to be done.
There's many outstanding issues. People are still experiencing tremendous difficulty. There's still people who are not in their homes, and we are waiting on the government to follow through in relation to commitments with regard to flood remediation schemes and reports that are required in order to progress those, and then to follow through and actually implementing them, so that people can be assured that this type of thing was experienced in August won't happen to them again, and that they will be better prepared for it and defences will be in place. Also, we have a situation, for example, in Munclana, where there's still been no commitment from the government in relation to restoring Swan Park, and that's a great tremendous value to everyone in the Munclana area, and it is still currently a wasteland. So the government really do need to follow through on the promises they made at the time, and certainly I, working with other representatives, will continue to push for that to happen.